Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's here.
I say now is a time to talk about solutions. What is wrong with telling people to dress appropriately? Speak well, speak appropriately. Am I wrong here? What's going on?
From our New York studios up in Harlem, where we had a nice happy hour yesterday at the Corner Social on Lenox.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Don couldn't be there. Of course, he has a night job. Don Lemon, good morning.
Y'all were, three blocks from my house.
I know.
And I couldn't even show up. It's nice up here, huh? Don't you love
it? It's nice, man.
I love me some Harlem. I love
it. I do, too.
Okay, I have a question, but hang on. Don't answer too fast because you may not be right, okay? The category is Notorious Gunmen of the 21st Century. The question is, who is the last person you would think should be tooling around in his vehicle with a gun? I'll give you a second clue. Who is the last person you would think should be flashing a gun at someone in public? Clue number three, if you need it, who is the last person you would think should be involved in a public altercation of any kind anywhere? If you haven't guessed it already, I'll give you three
pencils
tries.
Down.
Right? Pencils down.
Pencils down. Down.
For all the money, Alex.
Three tries, two or too many.
Who is George Zimmerman, Alex?
You got it. The answer, a la Jeopardy style, is George Zimmerman. Tom, you get the prize. But seriously, in all seriousness, apparently, however, George Zimmerman doesn't know the answer because on Monday, he was involved in another altercation involving a gun. He was injured inside his own truck in a Florida street by a man with whom he already had an ongoing dispute. Zimmerman reportedly suffered minor facial injuries from flying broken glass and other debris when the man, his name is Matt Apperson, shot at him through Zimmerman's passenger side window. Zimmerman's attorneys are claiming he is the victim of road rage. Attorneys for the other man, Matt Apperson, calling Zimmerman, claiming that Zimmerman taunted Apperson by flashing a gun at him and that Apperson feared for his life. That is the same claim that this man made in September of last year in a prior road rage incident with George Zimmerman.
Yep.
That George Zimmerman reportedly said, you remember this? Do you know who I am? I will blank and kill you. Now, keep in mind, this is only one of five, now six times, that George Zimmerman has had run-ins with the law since he got off from the Trayvon Martin killing. Three of those incidents involved the same man, two of the others, an ex-wife and a girlfriend. There were two in 2005 before he even encountered Trayvon Martin. Who is the victim in this current incident? I'm not sure. Does it really matter? I don't think so. There is an old saying that trouble seems to follow some people wherever they go. George Zimmerman, however, seems to find trouble wherever he goes. It's high time that he finds a better hiding place from trouble, or stop looking for it, or both, and soon, before he's hiding in plain sight, and that is a prison cell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. OJ should be able to
talk to him.
Talk to him.
Robert Blake.
But those are guys, like Don has said, those are guys you can't talk to. You can't tell them anything because they know is they want to stay out there and be in front and have people know who they are. In
when you murder somebody, you need and you get away with it,
go
you need
sit
to
down
you
know somewhere.
Go sit down somewhere. Now Robert Blake, now
you're absolutely right.
He went. You haven't heard from Robert Blake. Remember
he went
Robert Blake?
Somewhere
Blake?
And sit down.
Allegedly, right? Allegedly.
No, he. You know he did. You know what Robert
and
Blake.
And OJ
too. You
went
know.
Sit down. You
can, go OJ, sit down.
OJ had to sit in prison. And remember, last we knew, he had a girl. Something, friend.
Wow.
And then you're right. We have not. He sat down.
He
Robert
sat down.
Blake did. We have not.
If
heard
you get away with murder, go sit down somewhere.
What was that music producer? Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
He went to jail.
Did he go? I thought he got away with
Spectre.
It, too.
Yeah, Spectre. But he went to jail, right?
Yeah, he went to jail.
Yeah, he had to sit down.
Yeah, sure. All right. Well, there you go, George Zimmerman. Yeah, I think he is a narcissist.
Yes, it's me again.
Yeah.